Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
A blessed afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to the Way of Life program. I am your host, Charmaine. Welcome. So God has given His power to all of His children. I want that to be made known, that being a child of God, our Heavenly Father has given to all of His children His power in the person of His Spirit. That's in Romans 8:15. So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. What a wonderful privilege. That same Spirit, who is the power of God, affirms or confirms that we are indeed God's children, Romans 8:16. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. Now He wants us to know the nature of the power that we have been given and the purpose for which He has given His power to His children. That power of God is the Holy Spirit, Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Also in Micah 3:8. But as for me, I am filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord. And as a result of that, it continues, I am filled with justice and strength to boldly declare Israel's sin and rebellion. So there's no power of God without the Holy Spirit. He is God's ability or power to us, in us, and through us. When He is allowed to express Himself through us, His wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord will be seen through us. He is in Himself all of that and more. Prior to the coming of Jesus Christ to fulfill His earthly ministry, the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Isaiah, declared that the Messiah would be characterized by the Spirit of the Lord. That is to say, the attributes, the qualities, or the characteristics of the Holy Spirit would be expressed through Him. Those attributes that characterized Him were declared by the prophets, and one of whom is Isaiah, recorded in Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The frequent use of the word of in this verse shows that all of those attributes belong to the Spirit of the Lord, who is the power of God. The word of expresses the relationship between a part and a whole. So the Spirit of wisdom is really the wisdom that belongs to the Spirit. Those attributes are the inherent nature of the Holy Spirit, who is the power of God. That same Holy Spirit, who is the power of God, I'm stressing these points, it will remain in us. It has been described as the anointing. That same Holy Spirit, who is the power of God, has been described as an anointing. That's in Acts 10:38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. That underscores what the Holy Spirit Himself said through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 61:1. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, and he has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. That same scripture reference was quoted by Jesus as he stood up in the synagogue to read, letting the people there know that he is the fulfillment of the scripture. And we see that in Luke 4:18 to 21. Now that was in the Old Testament in Isaiah 61:1. Now Jesus fulfilling this word in Luke 4:18 to 21. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That is to say, the power of God, the ability of God, the anointing is upon me. And I continue, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Verse 19, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Can you imagine that scene in your mind? That same Spirit, who is the power of God or the anointing, is what each child of God has been given when we were born again. Hallelujah. Through him, we have knowledge of what our Heavenly Father has freely given to us. 1 Corinthians 2:12. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Through him, we can put to death all the desires of the sinful nature. Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The Lord wants us to be governed by his Spirit completely. For to be governed by his Spirit is to be governed by his power. Our whole being must be under the influence of the power of God. Where the Holy Spirit is allowed to express himself through us continually, we have been admonished to live by the Spirit and let him lead us in every way. Let, meaning allow him, permit him to lead us in every way. Galatians 5:25. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Now, I want to go back to this scripture. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. You know, many of us say, but I have a hard time with this situation. Some are gossiping, some in different forms of sexual immorality. It's hard, I say. Why is it hard? Because you're not allowing yourself to be governed by the Holy Spirit. You're not allowing him to guide your lives. Because if he is, he, the Spirit of Truth, those desires will diminish. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yes? So I thank God for you for listening to us today, to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Holy Spirit is available to help us in every area of our lives. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.